You are listening to Birthday Blues, a Brooke B. Productions audio film. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental.
I remember it like it was yesterday, nearly 3 years ago, my 30th birthday. It was supposed to be a special day, a milestone, a day I would never forget. But instead, it was filled with pain, heartache, and memories that I wish I could erase. As I sit at my desk, listening to my legal assistant, Lawrence, tell me why he's giving us 2 week notice, my mind can't help but drift back to that awful day. Why? Because when things seem to be going good with the man, they leave. First, it was my live-in boyfriend, Charles, and now my legal assistant, Lawrence. And people wonder why I'm such a bitch. Anyway, yeah, so 3 years ago, my life changed. Not for the better either. I guess if I stopped rambling, I could take you back to that very day, my 30th birthday. I wonder why Charles is home so early.
He probably was out shopping for your birthday gift and came home early to drop it off or something.
Oh my God, Dawn, you're right. I could be walking in on my birthday surprise.
It's your own damn fault. I don't know why you insisted on getting your wallet in the first place. I told you I was paying for your lunch since it's your birthday.
I know, but I don't like being without my license. And besides, I plan on ordering me a drink at lunch and they may carve me.
Girl, please. Ain't nobody trying to card you. You're 30 now. Welcome to the club. Oh, damn, Mona. Look at all these roses. It looks like Valentine's Day up in here. I'm actually jealous.
Wow.
He went all out. Roses in the foyer? Roses in the living room? Roses up the stairs? Damn, Charles. Ooh, I should Snapchat this.
Dawn, no.
Ugh, fine.
These roses are really beautiful.
See, I told you we shouldn't have come all the way here to get your wallet. You done ruined his surprise.
Oh my God, I know. I feel bad. Should we just leave? I don't want him to know I was here.
Too late now.
Ugh, all days for me to leave my wallet at home.
The least you can do is hurry up, just in case he's not done setting up.
I feel awful. He's going to be so disappointed that I came home early and seen all of this.
He sure is. But look, just get your wallet and nothing else, okay? I'm not trying to wait here while you get some birthday sex. You can save that kinky shit for tonight, okay?
All right, I'll be right back. Charles? Charles. Oh my God. There's rose petals going down the hallway. Aw. Charles, I didn't mean to come home and ruin your surprise, but I had to stop home and get my wallet. I'm so sorry, boo. The roses though, oh my God, they're absolutely beautiful. If you're in the bedroom wrapping my gift or something, I'll just close my eyes and feel my way to the dresser. I promise I won't peek. Or better yet, I cracked the door and you can pass it to me, okay? All right, I'm coming in. I have my eyes closed.
Charles, there's somebody in here.
Oh shit, Mona.
Mona.
Oh my God. No.
Mona, what the hell happened up there? What's wrong? Mona, what happened? You didn't like your gift?
Yep. So that was my 30th birthday. Instead of going to lunch, I spent the next 4 hours in Don's car crying my eyes out. Everything felt so surreal. Matter of fact, it still does. But hey, gotta move on, right?
Mona, are you okay?
Yes, I'm just surprised, that's all. I didn't see this coming.
Trust me, it was a tough decision, but I have to do what's best for my family.
No, of course.
I really do hate to leave. You taught me so much, and I'll forever be grateful.
Well, I hate to see you go, and I know the firm will feel the same.
Is there anything that I can do to make these next 2 weeks less stressful for you?
Let me digest this first and get back to you.
Fair enough.
Ugh, men have no damn loyalty. No loyalty whatsoever. Always coming in and out of your life. And they always leave when things are good. It's like, really? What genetic abnormality is embedded in their DNA to make them act this way? I am so sick of this kind of stuff. I don't understand why men do.
Hey, you good, Mona? Because through the window, it looked like you're having a damn fit.
No, I'm not good. I just got a resignation letter from my legal assistant. He's moving to San Diego.
Lawrence?
Yes, Lawrence. He's the only legal assistant I have.
Oh, damn. That really blows. He is fine as hell, too. Okay, my bad. I see you're not in a playful mood.
When am I ever in a playful mood?
Pre-Charles, all the time. Post-Charles, never. No, never.
Shut up.
What? Where's the lie?
I've just had it with men.
Just because Lawrence gave his notice?
It's not just that. Men suck.
So you mean to tell me if it was a female legal assistant giving you her notice, you wouldn't care?
Yes, I'd care, but it's different when it's a man screwing you.
It sure is, ain't it?
What I mean is that he's leaving at our most busiest time. My caseload is crazy enough, but with him gone, I have to do everything myself, which means I'll be putting in even more hours at the office. I barely get time to myself as it is. But not only that, I won't be able to find a legal assistant in 2 weeks.
Well, why is he leaving?
He said relocating is what's best for his family.
Mona, you can't be mad at that. Let that man go be great in San Diego.
Yeah. So what brings you to my office?
Well, as director of IT, it is my duty to tell you that the rollout of the new case management software will be going live in T-minus 14 days.
That's great.
What else is bothering you, woman?
Nothing.
Mona, I have been your best friend since college. I think I know when something is bothering you, so spill it.
Why? It's nothing you haven't heard before.
Charles.
I don't even know why I'm thinking about his lying, cheating ass.
I know why. Your birthday is less than a month away.
Don't remind me.
Casey and I are coming over tonight, whether you like it or not.
I don't need you guys babysitting me for the next month, okay?
Did you not hear me say whether you like it or not?
Let's change the subject. How are you doing now that this new system will be rolled out in 2 weeks?
Ooh, relieved, girl. It's been a crazy and stressful few months.
I bet.
And trust me when I say I will be getting white girl wasted in somebody's bar in T-minus 14 days, okay?
Why does that not surprise me?
Whatever. So anyway, don't try and park up the street and pretend like you're not home because I made a spare key to your house years ago.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Try me, bitch.
Is there anything special you want to do for your birthday this year? It's coming up in a few weeks.
Really, Casey? I told you not to mention that.
I know. You didn't just ask me about my birthday.
Yup, she asked.
Mona, come on. You don't think it's time that we start celebrating your birthday again?
Casey, just leave it be, okay? You know how Mona gets around her birthday.
And how do I get since you two know me so well?
Depressive.
Mean.
Bitchy.
Irritable.
Unhappy.
Bitter.
Unbearable.
So emotional.
Okay. Mm. Enough already. Damn.
Oh, and let's not forget, she's banned from Fancy Flowers.
Oh my God, yes. I will never forget the way she went off on poor Alice just because she sold Charles those flowers.
Not only that, she caused nearly $2,000 worth of damages, ripped every rose from the stem.
Girl, with her teeth.
I'm sitting right here, bitches. Damn, enough already.
Ooh, sorry, girl.
Anyway, Mona, maybe this year's birthday can be about new beginnings.
New beginnings? Really, Casey? And how do you think I can achieve that? By chopping my hair off? Getting a new wardrobe? Having a one-night stand? Or hey, how about buying myself a new house so that I don't have to be reminded each and every day of what my ex did to me on my 30th birthday?
Those are all great ideas, but I was thinking more along the lines of having a new outlook on life. Your birthday is a chance to hit the reset button, not dwell on your past hurts. You have to see yourself rising from the depths of depression and sadness. See yourself in a better place and believe that you will overcome it. I talk about that in my book. Have you read it yet?
No, I have not read your book, Casey. Look, I'm proud of your success as an author and motivational speaker and everything, but I'm a lawyer. The only books I have time to read are law books.
I am very hurt and disappointed that you have not read my book.
Girl, you better get you a copy. It's on Amazon's bestseller list.
Casey, I'm sorry. I promise I'll read your book. What's it called again?
The Power of No. And not N-O, but K-N-O-W.
Oh, that's clever.
Thanks. Anyway, Mona, I hate seeing you like this. You used to be fun and happy and optimistic. Now you're just different.
Mona, Casey is right. It's been damn near 3 years since you caught Charles cheating, and Lord knows we heard right along with you, but you've been in a funk ever since. We want to help you change that. We're your girls. We love you.
And we just want to see you happy.
To this day, y'all, I still don't understand why he did that to me. And on my birthday? Who does that?
Charles was an asshole.
He was more than that.
We were together for 6 years and we lived together for 2 years. Why move in with me just to cheat? He came home to me every night. There was never a time that I was suspicious of his behavior. He would even leave his phone around me when he stepped out the room. I just never saw it coming. And when did he even find the time?
Trust me, men find the time to cheat.
I just don't get it though. If you're gonna be an asshole and cheat, then cheat. But why do it in my bed and on my birthday? And why take the time to fill my house with all those beautiful, stupid ass roses?
Because it was your birthday. Oh, and men are stupid.
Well, forgive me if I don't want to celebrate, more or less think about my birthday. And I would appreciate if you two would stop trying to shove my birthday down my throat every year.
Mona, I hear you loud and clear, but how are you going to get over your bad birthday memories if you don't replace them with good memories? Charles is probably living his best life with some random girl, not even thinking about you. And here you are, moping around every year.
He's actually still with the same bitch I caught him on my bed with, and he made partner at his law firm. So yes, he's apparently living his best life.
Girl, why are you still keeping up with his ass on social media?
I don't know. Waiting for his downfall?
Mm-mm. Give me your phone.
What? No.
Uh-uh. I'm not playing. Give me your phone, Mona. We're ending this right now. I am unfriending his ass on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Snapchat, all of that.
We're only on Facebook.
Dawn, maybe you should check to be sure.
You don't have to check. Now, can I have my phone back?
Here.
I can't believe you were doing that. It's not healthy, Mona.
Can we just please change the subject?
Yes, excellent idea. We should cleanse the atmosphere too.
Casey, skip the cleansing, boo.
What? It works.
Mm-mm. All them little crystals in your pocket. Mm-mm. Anyway, I went on a date last night. The dude was lame, though.
I think dating in Miami is lame.
Dating in general is lame.
Girl, please. You haven't been on a date since Charles.
So, I know that men are liars and cheaters.
Not every man is like Charles.
Casey's right. There are some decent guys out there. Not the one I went on a date with, but I'm sure they do exist.
So what happened on your date?
Let me tell you. First of all, All he wanted to do was talk about his car, his abs, and the fact that he was bi.
Bi as in sexual?
No, bilingual. I guess he thought it would impress me or something. I was saying to myself, dude, we're in Miami. Practically everyone is bi. I blocked his number right there in the restaurant.
Miami guys are the worst.
Oh, that sounds like the date from hell.
Well, I only went out with him because he's a bouncer at this club I've been trying to get us into for like over a month now.
Ooh, are you talking about Liv?
Yes.
Oh, I heard it's impossible to get in there.
Well, it's gonna stay impossible because there goes my connect.
All right, well, we can't get into Liv, but let's do something more low-key. Mona's birthday is coming up, and it'll be nice to get out and do something together. I'm free this weekend.
Me too.
Y'all know I don't like going out to clubs and stuff.
Your mean ass doesn't like doing anything since Charles.
We don't have to do a club. We can do a lounge. Come on. When is the last time you've been out and had some fun?
Pre-Charles, all the time. Post-Charles, never, never.
Nope. Pre-Charles, post-Charles. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to use that.
No, right? don't use it.
Absolutely, it's a progressive timeline.
It makes sense.
No, stop.
The change was
Please
real.
Stop. Mm-mm. No.